Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Controlling Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what is showing up on your radar today.
You know, there's a really interesting innovation lesson about electric vehicles that's been in the news recently. Who's the leader in electric vehicles in the world?
Well, you would have to say Tesla.
Tesla, yeah. So Elon Musk. So last year, Tesla sold 500,000 electric vehicles around the world. So right now, the leader, you know, the car company that has got him in their sights and said they're going to overtake Tesla and become the leader in electric vehicles?
General Motors.
General Motors. That's interesting. I mean, they've got an initiative to become all electric in the next couple of decades. You know, their CEO is out telling investment analysts that this is the future, you know, of GM. And that's a really interesting vision. You know, everybody has a gas-powered car. Most people have a gas-powered car today that own one, and a few people have an electric vehicle. And, you know, what's the challenge to have an electric vehicle in America today?
Well, it's called range anxiety.
Right. It's infrastructure. I mean, you can get in a gas-powered vehicle, and you can go anywhere, and there are gas stations, and if you need it, there's maintenance centers, and, you know, if you have a flat tire, you can get it repaired. And so there's just a century of infrastructure all over the country that you can depend on with a gas-powered vehicle, and we're not there with electric vehicles yet. And that's an innovator's dilemma. You know, it's how do you transition to that next disruptive innovation and these kinds of things, you know, that you don't have the infrastructure to support the innovation is a classic problem. And so GM is bold enough to tell their dealers that you're going to have to invest in electric vehicle infrastructure. I mean, you're going to have charging stations. You're going to have higher powered lifts because electric vehicles have, you know, battery packs in them. So they're heavy. And, you know, they've just said, thou wilt roll out the infrastructure across the country. And that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is. So what does this mean to innovators in our state?
Clemson is a leader in mobility when they created the Clemson University International Center for Automotive Research, which is a research campus in Greenville. That was created about 15 years ago. Interestingly enough, at ICAR, the academic director of ICAR is Zoran Filippi. And he just got an $18 million contract from the U.S. Army to build autonomous military vehicles. And, you know, you think about on a battlefield, I mean, you're probably familiar with drones where, you know, they have a command center in Nevada or someplace, and they're controlling the drones in Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan. You're familiar with that, right?
Oh, yeah. And so Clemson's International Center for Automotive Research is moving forward with some valuable research, it sounds like.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing land-based vehicles. And so, you know, be able to control them the same way. Well, the city of Greenville is starting to think about how do we leverage that kind of technology, you know, into autonomous vehicles that could ride on public roads. You know, imagine, you know, being able to call a vehicle on demand with your phone and be able to go to the store or go to a restaurant. How about if a store had a small electric vehicle that delivered dinner to your house, you know, so that, you know, we make this transition. So I think GM saying we're going to be a leader in this and telling their dealerships that they've got to support the infrastructure. So now, you know, GM dealerships are all across the country. So there's almost instantly more of an electric vehicle infrastructure is going to help facilitate this transition to electric vehicles. And I think in South Carolina, we're well positioned with some people at thought leaders in what these kinds of new electric autonomous vehicles are going to be. And it, to me, it's very exciting that, you know, we're right in the epicenter of what this transformation can be.
John, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Controlling Your Destiny. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.